radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Crews are finding more bodies in the southeast. Hurricane Helene-related casualties. At least 84 dead. Randall Houghton had come up from Florida to camp in the Asheville, North Carolina area and got flooded.
The water came all the way to where we're standing here, which is probably about 16 feet above where it is now.
Utility cleanup and rescue crews from across the country are headed for the storm region. Power outages in the millions. Help from FEMA, the federal disaster agency, is on hand. The Israeli military says it carried out a large-scale attack by air last night against military targets in Yemen. A high-ranking Hezbollah official killed, infrastructure and ports targeted. Vice President Harris holding a rally in Nevada today. Former President Trump, a campaign rally in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Erie County was known as a Democrat area until Trump came along.
Tuesday is the vice presidential debate. This is ABC News. Higher tariffs are costs added to goods of foreign companies exported to the U.S. Those companies pay it and generally pass the cost on to you, the consumer. So, says ABC's Jim Ryan.
Some things Americans are buying may soon cost more as higher tariffs on Chinese goods take effect. The list includes a 100% tariff on electric vehicles, 25% on steel, aluminum, and EV batteries.
We get lots of info on the economic indicator called jobs this week, says ABC's Daria Albinger.
ADP's monthly hiring survey, while it only measures job creation at private employers, economists say it could be a good indication of what we expect to see from the Labor Department on Friday. In between, we get the jobless claims report. Last week showed that first-time filings unexpectedly fell by 4,000.
And the Friday Labor Department surveys will be for the unemployment rate and new jobs created in September. Wall Street resumes tomorrow after a three-week win streak. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
The Todd Alba Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that just a bit outside the movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You got to go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie.
Yeah.
Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
What's happening, Rob? I can't hear you, Rob. No. I'm not hearing anything. Okay, well, hey, let's... are we going to kick this off with a double dip? Right now, let's start a double dip with the Mackenzie O'Brien Band. My name is Rocker. We're here with Rob Roberts. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. Mackenzie O'Brien Band brings country, rock, and original music to Whiskey Jack's on State Street in Madison on Friday, October 11th. Mackenzie divides her time between the Midwest and Nashville, where she continues to be involved in various music-related projects. Let's start with a couple songs from her new album, Quarter Life Crisis. Let's start off. This is Sugar Daddy Issues. Mackenzie O'Brien Band, Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
To my DMs in between R. Kelly and Clinton. And I ain't saying which one of them gives me the most of that sugar. Nickelback, Nick Cage, they all spend like De Niro. They roll on their Venmo, hola, me De Niro, and I just can't get them to stop turning that on. issues. Slip into my fuzzy bun and onesie. Get funky for my role playing junkies. A crunch on a bunch of munchies. Holler to my ASMR. I paint my toesies rosy, so slowly working that twerking from home for my homies. Love my fans on me all over the country. I point some wherever you are. Turning that.
Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
From Mackenzie O'Brien right here on Max Inc. Radio. Rocker, wave your arms. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Ah, we fixed it!
It's just like Sprint.
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. That is awesome. And Mackenzie O'Brien Band, they're going to be playing coming up here on State Street in Madison at Whiskey Jack's Friday, October 11th. And we're going to try and get here in the lair. I really like Mackenzie O'Brien.
I love her a ton, and she's amazing live. Great stage presence. And
have you seen her?
Yeah, I've seen her, and I've talked to her on the phone like a billion times. And, you know, she only gets up here every once in a while. She passes her way through between here and Nashville, right? And where she lives. So it's great to get her on the layer. That'd be amazing. That'd be great.
That'd be a lot of fun. Hey, we got a great show today, Rob. We have Wade Woods coming in. He's going to be talking about Glass for Good. It's a fourth annual event happening over at the Dive Inn in Madison's East Side, Cottage Grove, on October 5th. And Jeremiah Jams Band. We're going to be talking to Jeremiah Jams because he does more than just jam.
That's what I heard.
Electrifying indie groove rock group. They got shows in Green Bay, Appleton, Oshkosh coming up in November and October. And then Terry Barr, she's going to be speaking with Ben Yeager of Sunspot, and he isn't just a rock and roller. Why, he's also teaching future generations of musicians. Then Live in the Lair, Rob, with Graham Marlowe's Lake Waves Trio. They were just in here. They sound like Frank Zappa's backup band.
Yeah, they were amazing, man. I love it.
And Lake Waves Trio, they craft celestial originals with eclectic, progressive, soundscapey instrumentalism. We're going to find out what that actually means.
We're going to hear it.
And then Indie 45 at 10 p.m. And with Shane Christopher Neal. And Rob Roberts does the Max Inc. After Hours, 11 to midnight.
I'm going to take that little nap tonight right between the two shows. You know, Shane puts me to sleep a little bit. Then I wake right back up, right back on the radio. So I'm excited for it.
Right on the couch over here.
Right on the couch. Right on the couch. It's a comfy couch, too.
Well, let's get back to music here. Iftikhar. They are playing Friday, October 18th, with Peter Plum at the Tracks in Green Bay. They also have shows the 4th of October at Sprocket Jam, Sturgeon Bay, 18th at the Tracks, 26th Aero Sports Club in Weston, Appleton Beer Factory in Appleton on November 30th, and the 13th of December, we're almost there, Nashville North, West Dallas.
Oh, rocker, I can't think of December. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio.
We all seen our ups and downs, happier and better times. Climb on up where you can't see, follow them and you'll be to see. If you want to follow me, I'll show you things you won't believe. And you know
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
version of Come Back Down from 2014. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can see them Friday the 18th at the Shank Hall in Milwaukee. All this local stuff is brought to you by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blown glass, three locations in Madison. Shop IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. Also, that Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home at MoveToMadison.com. Little Ryan McGrath Band. Then the break, right here on Max Inc. Radio.
Damn heart attack. Baby, so I'm mad. Wanted to move, but it don't feel right. Wanted to leave, but I couldn't believe it with your phone number on my side. Went for a break, just pull me in close. Grab my arm and I was gonna explode. If you never hear, you wanna take me home. One thing left to do, play something like a nasty. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Say oh. Hey, son, I dance to. Shaking her head. Crazy summer night. Wanted to move, but it don't feel right. Wanted to leave, but I couldn't believe it. What you want on my side, yeah. Mercedes in the parking lot. Tick tock, baby, start to clock. Got a brand new Mercedes in the parking lot. Damn, brother, you know she's a fine lover. Another drink of water, gotta call my great grandmother. Damn, brother, you know she's a fine lover. Another drink of water, gotta call my great grandmother. Waiting for a break, pull me in close. Grab my arm and I was gonna explode. Even if I didn't wanna take me home. One thing left to do, play some I can dance to.
Ryan McGrath Band.
Oh, yeah.
Wade Woods is next, right here on Max Inc. Radio. We'll see you in just a minute, all right? Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. MoveToMadison.com. Order in the court.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you.
Brothers Band. Throwback Kisses brings us back to more of the local stuff right here on Max Inc. Radio. Catch them in Milwaukee on November 2nd. Appleton Music Factory in Appleton on November 8th. And then, Rocker, you've got somebody with some really tasty stuff in the studio.
I do, Rob. Wade Woods. He's the owner and creator of Honeybee Cannabis Company, and they produce infused seltzer drinks from legal cannabis ingredients with bold flavors and fun names. And Wade is also the creator of the fourth annual Glass for Good Glass Blowing Festival held at the Dive-In on Cottage Grove Road in Madison on Saturday, October 5th. And we were just talking about the weather. It looks like it's going to be amazing. Here in the studio to tell us about Glass for Good is Wade Woods. Wade, welcome back to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, appreciate you having me on.
How have you been, man?
Good, man. You?
Awesome. Awesome. I mean, we were just talking about the weather next Saturday. It looks like it's going to be, what you said, 75, you think?
Right now, that's what it's showing on the 10-day forecast. Obviously, you know, you can't always gauge off of that, but, you know, last year, I think we were at like 60 degrees, so it was pretty cool, windy. So, yeah, I'm really hoping the forecast will hold off because it's looking like it's going to be a beautiful day to, you know, have a lot of fun and raise some money for Brown Paws Rescue. And
wow. Well, you know, Wade, I love the honeybee cannabis flavors, and the mango, the pineapple mango right now is top. In fact, you just gave me one. They're awesome. What new flavors are available, and where can I pick your honeybee cannabis products up?
Yeah, so the pineapple mango is the newest flavor we have. It's actually been out for a couple months now. It was kind of end of June when that came out. And yeah, right now I'm kind of in the brainstorming part of, you know, what flavor is going to come next, you know.
How do you dream up a new flavor?
You know, obviously, you know, I like to talk to a lot of bars and stuff like that, kind of see what trends they're seeing with different flavors of cocktails, maybe. Just what flavoring. Obviously, I'm still wanting to try to keep everything with, you know, organic juice, you know, not adding any sweeteners and sugars to it. So, yeah, sometimes things work out and sometimes they don't, you know. But, you know, I'm hoping to hopefully have another flavor, you know, here maybe around the holidays this year.
You know, that's what I've been really impressed by. You don't get, like, because it would be super simple to just dump a bunch of sugar in there, right? And it doesn't. And it's amazing how great it tastes. I was reading the back label, of course, because I was a little curious. And the sugar isn't in there. So it's really amazing.
Yeah. The pineapple mango, obviously, is of the three. We also have the ginger lime out there and the strawberry lemon. Pineapple mango is the highest sugar content of the three.
Well, it's pineapple.
Yeah. And this one is also our most fruit forward. So, for example, our ginger lime is only 4% juice. Strawberry lemon is at 22% juice. But then this pineapple mango is at 42% juice.
Oh, so that's what makes
kinda,
it. Yeah.
Kind of more of the fruit zings. Bomb. Yeah. So a little bit higher calorie count than the other two. But yeah, very, very happy with how it turned out. And, you know, the feedback we've been getting on it for sure.
Awesome. I love to hear it. And you said that you can get it at the Barrymore now.
Barrymore, they just brought in the ginger lime on tap. Obviously, it just went in there for the Black Uru show that was there on Wednesday, which was an amazing show. And, you know, yeah, I've kind of seen over, you know, doing Blue Ox Fest up there in Eau Claire over the summer, you know, the music scene there, you know, there's people that are looking for these types of products out there. So, you know, obviously, I'm a huge music fan, so it's like, you know, getting into these type of venues is where I would, you know, I want to get
where you
want to
be.
In. Yeah. Yep.
Well, Glass for Good. We'll talk more about the event in just a moment, but I want to talk about the why. Glass for Good benefits the Brown Paws Rescue. Tell us about your inspiration to create the festival and why it benefits Brown Paws Rescue.
Yeah. So, you know, obviously last time I was on and we talked, you know, it's like I love giving back to the community and stuff and you know, creating events that are unique to the community, which I think this one is, you know, not a whole lot of people get to see live glass blowers and and see the art behind it. You know,
it's cool.
Yeah. Most people kind of feel like they're just making pipes and all that, you know, and the cool thing is a lot of the glass blowers that'll be there. We have over a dozen that'll be there on Saturday. You know, a lot of them are getting into cups, you know, just drinking cups, whether it's coffee or, you know, stuff like that. So, it's not just drug paraphernalia, like some people like to say.
Right, you know? After you watch them make a wine goblet or something, you're like, do not drop that.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not like they do it in 5 minutes or something like that. It's crazy.
Yeah. So, and then, the first 3 years, you know, we donated to Dane County Humane Society, which still is dear to my heart, you know. But this year we just thought we'd change it up a little bit. You know, Brown Paws is a, they are a 100% volunteer foster-based rescue kind of out here in the Madison area. Most of their dogs are fostered in the Madison or surrounding areas. So we just thought we'd kind of spread it around this time. And, you know, Brown Paws is, you know, a great organization. So, you know, we're going to switch it up and try to make some money for them next week.
That's awesome. I love the great cause. And I love, you know, helping out dogs. Every dog needs his day, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Glass for Good. It features local glass blowers like Fat Pinky, Langer Glass, and many others. Tell us about uniting local glass blowers for a day. I mean, how does that happen?
Yeah, you know, obviously, Ignite Glass and Gifts, my good friends over there, you know, they're going to be the main sponsor of this. So.
Right, Langer Glass.
Yep. Eric and Amy, they're amazing people over there. And then kind of through them, there's another group here in Madison called I&I. So they're based out of... kind of right on the east side, McFarland area. So this, it's kind of, it's a studio where, you know, pretty much all these artists are working out of. So it's kind of a really cool thing. And, you know, I met a lot of these glass artists early on and, you know, I built a relationship with them. And again, you know, I didn't understand the art behind this. So once I was able to kind of see what they were doing, it was just like, I wanted a way to show their talent and bring it to the public, you know. So that, you know, after the event last year, you know, it was really cool to get the feedback we got, you know, so many messages of, we've never seen anything like this in Madison, you know, like being able to see these guys do their craft out in public, you know, while also raising money for good causes.
I know, I love seeing, you know, glass blowing on YouTube.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of like reels out there where you can watch this crazy stuff.
Yep.
Seeing it live.
Yeah,
it's a little different, huh?
Yeah, it's a really good time, and you know, and I thank all these glass artists so much because you know they're volunteering their time to come out too, you know, and
yeah,
pretty much most of them, pretty much every artist will have a giveaway that we put into. Essentially, how we do it, it's $5 a ticket, 6 for $20. You just write your name, you put it in the bucket you want to win. So, you know, some of these glass artists are very well known. So you could spend $5 and win a $700 piece of glass. You know?
Wow!
So,
yeah, that's cool.
It's cool and just seeing the different walks of life from last year. You know, it's like, I think last year there might have been a Badger game going on. So once that ended, a lot of people from downtown just showed up not knowing what was going to be happening.
Right. Yeah, man.
We're super stoked about it. They're just like, this is so cool. You know, we never thought we were going to walk into this today. So
now there is also music, food trucks, and drinks at Glass for Good, and it's held at the Dive Inn on Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Give us a preview of the food, the drink, the music. What will we find at Glass for Food next Saturday? It starts at noon, right?
Yep, so it's going to start at noon. I know our friends at Sin City Smash will be there around 1.
They're Smash Burgers?
Yep, Smash
Burgers.
Smash
Burger food truck.
So yeah. kind of a cool thing, those two. So Sin City Smash and then Patty's Patties, two of Madison's, in my opinion, probably most well-known and best smash burger food carts in Madison. So they had this whole idea that, you know, they wanted to do this squash the beef, which I thought was just amazing branding for two smash burger trucks to, you know, get together and do this. So that'll kind of go on a little later. I know Patty's has a little event they got to be at earlier in the day. So I think they're planning to show up around 4. So, you know, they're going to kind of do their thing later on in the day, but there will be, you know, Sin City will be there throughout the full day. We have DJ Tricombe, who he's kind of around Madison forever, you know, and just love the vibe that he brings. So he'll be spinning tunes all day. And then obviously we'll have, you know, full bar inside. There'll be some Honeybee products on hand. We also have a couple local vendors that'll be there as well. So, we're looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great day. You know, last year we had a great turnout. So hoping this year, you know, if you're not up to anything next Saturday, swing by the Dive Inn and, you know, check out some live glass blowing and, you know, have some fun.
Well, Glass for Good is presented by Honeybee Cannabis Company and Ignite Glass and Gifts. Where can we find out more online?
So right now I would say, you know, Instagram and that. We have some stuff. I actually probably should have did this a little sooner. I plan to create a Facebook event probably tonight when I get home. Probably should have did that a little sooner. But if you follow, you know, either Ignite, you know, I know a lot of glass artists were, we'll probably do a pretty hard push this week of just kind of getting it out on socials and then, you know, a Facebook event page to come.
And Wade, thank you so much for coming down to the studio to talk about Glass for Good and helping on a great cause like Brown Paws Rescue. We really appreciate it.
I appreciate you letting me come on and, you know, promote the event.
Glass for Good. It's happening Saturday, October 5th at the Dive-In on Cottage Grove Road on Madison. And it all starts at noon. So yep. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Be there. It's going to be great weather. It's going to be a lot of fun. And watch some really cool glass blowers.
Yep, exactly. So.
Very cool. Thank you so much. We have local music, lots of stuff to come yet. But right now, let's get into a little Kyle Megna and the Monsoons. Friday, October 18th at the Red Rooster in Madison, you can catch Kyle Megna and the Monsoons. Right now, let's hear a song. This is called Alive Again. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Chase me through my thoughts, yeah, all my dreams. Damn, I feel like I'm alive again. Damn, I feel like I'm alive again. The truth, it guides me to believe. Damn, I feel like I'm alive again. Damn, I feel like I'm alive again. We could talk about it. Talk about it. We could talk about it. Now the stress, it strikes when you fail to meet your needs. Damn, I feel like I'm alive again. Damn, I feel like I'm alive again. Try to be discreet. Damn, I feel like I'm alive again. Damn, I feel like I'm alive again. We could talk about it. I'm a lover again. The script, the writers that can't foresee. Damn, I feel like I'm a lover again. Damn, I feel like I'm a lover again. We could talk about it, but we don't talk about it. We could talk about it.
Kyle Magda and the Monsoons, Friday, October 18th at the Red Rooster right here in Madison.
This is Max Inc. Radio.
Line it the new way
changed over the years. Last cigarettes and ceiling fans turned fresh paint with light cans. Bless this farmer's strong coffee that still graces my lips. Ain't it a hometown where all the good things go down? A love and a fear with the sweetest of ends. And perhaps this saying might be the best I stand on. Still the Nix River bend calls home to my heart. On my arm, your head, counting each moment, don't forsake them when they end. All you get is one chance, and each moment as it passes. Now time's for us all, they might stop, but don't end. How splendid the evening, tender walking with your hand, sharing. Saying might be the best I stand on. Still the Nix River bend calls home to my heart. And all the tangle with feeling Midwest waters call, I trade off the shoreline for that river soft rocking. And perhaps this saying might be the best I stand on. Nix River bend calls home to my heart. Still the Nix River bend calls home.
This is Max Inc. Radio. All this local stuff is brought to you by our sponsors like Herbal Aspect, three locations in Madison, Winnebago Street, University Gammon Road, or online at herbalaspect.com. Also, Lazy Elf Lounge. Halloween is right around the corner at the Lazy Elf Lounge in Madison, Saturday, October 26th. Live music with Honey Shot. There's some drink specials. Costume contest, which I am sure Rocker's going to try to win. With first place prize of $400. And more information, check out LazyOafLounge.com. Or are you disqualified because they're our sponsors?
Yeah, it's like Rice Krispies, man, you know?
Yeah.
You work for Kellogg's, you can't win.
You can't win. That's a bummer. Before that, we heard from Horseshoes and Hand Grenades. They're going to be doing a show October 11th at the Pat's Theater right here in Milwaukee. Well, not here in Milwaukee. I'm in Madison, but Milwaukee's right over there, and we can go see them. That would be pretty cool, Rocker.
Yeah, man. You know, those guys are from Stevens Point. Do you know they met in college
up at Stevens Point? That's crazy.
And, you know, now they're paying the Pabst Theater.
How cool is that? That is pretty cool. We're going to do a Jeffrey James tune. We got a brand new one in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. This one is also a new tune, and it's heard first of right here on Max Inc. Radio.
All I need is 30 minutes. 5 days a week is better than 40 hours of losing your soul. Then why don't you show me? 'Cause I wanna know. And why don't you hold me? Feels like it's ready to blow. And I want. I'll be waiting for you.
why don't you show me? 'Cause I wanna know, and why don't you hold me? Feels like it's ready to blow, and I wanna know, and I'll be waiting for you as you reach the other side.
Jeffrey James right here on Max Inc. Radio. Hey, in hour number two, Rocker, I'm going to squeeze in his new song, Walk Through. You're going to love it.
Oh, nice. That's the new one?
Yeah, that's the new one. He's got a brand new album. Album release party was last night. I heard it was sold out. It was an amazing show. He did a wonderful thing. And you know what? We're going to talk more about that after the break right here on Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City State Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.